All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Time now for Coming in Hot with Brent Wallace and former Ottawa Senators Bobby Ryan and Jason York.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Coming in Hot. Brent Wallace alongside Bobby Ryan, Jason York on assignment today, basically drinking coconut water from the beach.
Yeah, that's what he's drinking. That's what he's doing down there. Maybe this morning.
I won't take up much time because, well, yeah, I got to start easy. I don't know how long the internet's going to work at the Bates Motel today. It seems to be a little wonky, so we'll see how long this lasts.
Well, I'll be ready to jump in and do absolutely nothing but talk to Dave, our guest.
Well, it's a good thing you know Dave very well. So NHL insider Dave Pagnotta waiting in the wings. So we'll get to him as we get closer and closer to trade deadline, which is happening March 8th, 3 p.m. So with that, Bobby, let's get some work done and then we'll get some to the fun stuff, if you will. The show is always proudly brought to you by Battlegrounds. I got to do Yorkie's work for him today. Battlegrounds axe throwing. It's safe. It's fun. It requires zero practice. Just come to Battlegrounds axe throwing facility and the coaches will show you the ropes and show you how to hit the target safely. It's fun for the family as well as kids 12 and up. They can throw with a guardian, book for a date night, small groups, flat rate parties, even set up your own tournament, if you will, to find a location and book your event. Maybe Ridley, Greg and Riley could have gone to Riley Morgan could have gone to Battlegrounds and just thrown axes, not at each other. That's BATLgrounds.com. 2615 Lancaster Road near the Science and Tech Museum. Guarantee a good time at Battlegrounds Axe Throwing, where safety is our priority.
And as always, this show is brought to you by our friends at BEI, the heavy civil general contractor in both the public and the private sectors. When planning your next project, consider them for your aggregate supply needs. All things from equipment rentals to hot mix paving and concrete formwork. They basically move stuff. You can find them at bonishorexcavating.com or at 613-432-1120. BEI, helping to shape Ottawa Valley. Slow down in construction zones.
And by our good friend and new partner to Douglas Mattress. Named Canada's Douglas best mattress on Canadian Living. Unrivaled comfort and feel, motion isolation, sleeps cool, release pressure points, great value, convenient box delivery. Eco-conscious materials, loved by more than 200,000 Canadians, over 10,000 five-star reviews, easy online ordering. Go to douglas.ca/comingin hot. Experience their industry-leading 365-night risk-free trial. Don't like it? Just get a full refund. No questions asked. Also get a $650 value. Yours free when you order a Douglas mattress now. So that's douglas.ca/comingin hot. All right. Without further ado, shall we? Let's bring in our good friend David, who I texted at 6 a.m. because I just wanted to make sure he was ready and anxious for the show. So I apologize.
No, I was up at 6. I was just counting down the hours and the minutes.
Oh, nice.
Alarm was set. I know this is a big day for you.
Yeah, it is. This is going to set things off nicely for the rest of the week. Monday. My week starts today.
Good. Well, you seem to be on the TV all the time, so I don't know how you get any rest or any sleep because you travel constantly. But thank you for joining us. I appreciate it.
Well, I thank you for having me. And by the way, I'm home, but you're on the road.
I'm in the depths of hell at the moment, David. So
you're in the garden.
I'm in New Jersey.
It's not that bad.
There's a snowstorm. They're telling everybody to stay off the roads today. They've shut down everything. Perfect. My kid yesterday in the middle of the game leaves because he's got the flu. So I've dealt with that for the last 24 hours. So yes, Bobby, yes, I am in the depths of hell.
Yeah, the hotel looks nice though.
It's a lovely place. Okay, David, I'm sorry. I apologize. We'll move on.
No, you're good.
So can I get right to the Ottawa Senators? And you know what? Sorry, I'm going to trade this. Wait, the trade stuff. Let's get to Morgan Riley for a sec, because that's more fun. And we all like the Ridley Greig stuff. What do you think the suspension should be?
I mean, before they announced that he was getting an in-hearing or in-person hearing, I thought 3 games. That was kind of my guess, just because, I don't have an issue with him going after Greig. The issue, obviously, is the shot to the face. I have no problem with Riley going after him. I don't really have much of a – I mean, he probably shouldn't have done it, but I don't really have much of a problem with Greig sticking it to the Leafs on purpose by doing what he did either. Your message sending on both sides. So I get the whole sequence of events. Just you got to still control where you're going to smack somebody. And the face is usually, a big no-no. Because of that, and because, look, there was intent, it was malicious. The whole thing was premeditated because he knew he was going after him. Again, stick to the face is the big deciding factor. So, look, if it ends up being under 5, I wouldn't be surprised. If it ends up being over 5, which they can now do, I wouldn't be shocked either, because the league has been waiting, and the Department of Player Safety has been waiting to send some kind of message to everybody. I mean, they're not consistent, so whatever way this goes, honestly, guys, I'm not going to be surprised.
There's zero consistency coming from there. So, zero.
That's the problem.
So, yeah, it'll be very interesting to see which way it falls. But I can't get past 2 games.
Yeah,
I've watched it. I've watched it 10 times. I'm just like, I understand the intent and where he made contact, but I don't know. Just for me, it's not a hockey play. I'm not defending what he did, but I feel like he made contact because he missed where he was trying to do. Like, Morgan Riley's not a tough guy. He's trying to go over and give him a shot, and he hits him in the head back. Like, he deserves time. He deserves to get some games. I don't agree with 4 or 5 or in those numbers now, but I'm not getting paid to make those decisions.
Yeah. Like if he would have just jumped him, then we're probably having a different discussion. At that point, it's okay, fine. You get a game because, again, you probably shouldn't do it, but it's a slap on the wrist kind of scenario,
right?
Which I could have seen, fine, 1 game, whatever. But again, because of the headshot, whether he slipped or missed or just didn't gauge where he was going properly, it doesn't matter. You still have to be responsible for it.
Yeah.
But that's why I think 3 games, I could see 2, but and now the hearing comes in, the in-person today in New York, so unless he's, taking a time machine, he's probably going to miss tonight's game against St. Louis. So there's 1 game.
Yep.
Again, the inconsistency will for me, I wouldn't be shocked either way. I'd be shocked, quite frankly, if they throw the book at him and make this 10 games plus. Like that would be a little surprising for me. Bye, Wally.
Wally's, I'm the captain now, Wally. So, I know Wally. and Wally's got book pages and pages of notes, but he's dealing with the internet. So I know he wanted to jump in on the Sens, and where are you? Am I just going to do this by myself now, guys? Okay. I am. I'm going to take a picture of this and send this to everybody. Well, we'll pause, Gavin, for some technical difficulties, but until then, just hang out, stare at screens.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We got one back. What's up?
How can you not carry the show by yourself?
Like completely solo? I'm just looking at myself on the screen.
I could have just read the quote boards. Sorry, David. This normally is a finely well-oiled machine.
No, I got a phone call and I'm using my phone on this one. So and then it all died. I blame you, quite frankly. You started it.
It's true. So, okay. I do appreciate, though, the last thing about the Morgan Riley and the Ridley Greig stuff is that the Leafs continue to have quotes that make headlines. So, like Ryan Reeves, I appreciate that he likes to talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Am I gone?
No, you're there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Well, here we go again. I'll jump in again. So I'm Ryan Reeves. I saw the quotes, and honestly, I think what Wally's trying to get at is the fact that Ryan Reeves probably shouldn't be weighing in on this, not quite the player that you're looking to hear from. I don't agree. There's not many times I agree with Ryan Reeves. So he says, I mean, the guy takes a clapper into our net. Are you gonna go play patty cakes with him? Like, no, there's got to be a message set, and I don't think a push is a message, to be honest with you. So I thought it was appropriate. I was expecting a fine, a one game max. The kid got up after he saw no one was on top of him anymore, completely fine. And I think that's got to be taken into account, too. And I don't know. Do you think that is something that it definitely deserved a reaction? I just don't think it's really necessary to go down there and hard a shot competition into the net. I love this quote by Austin Matthews, actually.
Yeah, this is good.
Ever seen something like that before? Just last week after the All-Star game, I did enjoy that quote, but I don't know where Wally's going with that, because everything the Leafs say ends up on bulletin board material somewhere. But
the Toronto has a tendency of, I don't know if you've ever noticed this during your career or after your career, they have a tendency of blowing things out of the water, way out of proportion. So look, I agree with Reeves in a sense that it definitely deserved the reaction. Like, mm-hmm. I think Greg knew. He knew exactly what he was doing.
Oh yeah.
And it was a shot back at the Leafs, for whether it was just for fun or something happened on the ice and he wanted to send the message back. He had to have been ready for what was to come because he knew something was coming. And again, I don't have an issue with the fact that Riley went after him. It's just, you just have to control the stick. If he gets him in the arm or if he jumps him or whatnot, drops the stick down and just bear hugs the guy, maybe a game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But now, because we're dealing with the headshot, it's a different story. Now they could kind of, you know, they could go 10 games on this one to set a message to everyone else, but it's also the Leafs. So I don't know.
Yeah.
There's the narrative that they're not going to get the book thrown at them. I wonder if Peros and company are thinking differently. I don't know, but again, it wouldn't surprise me if this goes big. It wouldn't surprise me if it goes under five. I don't think it should go. I mean, I said it. I thought it was a three gamer. Nothing's really changed my mind, but I wouldn't be shocked if they try to send a message here.
All right. Well, we'll find out today. Moving on. I think Wally's back, but we're going to transition because we did start to talk about the Sens and what their deadline could look like. So you talk about the names, and I guess we'll just start with the easy one. A guy like Vladimir Tarasenko.
Yeah.
You know, you're pulling him up. He's having a nice year for himself. He kind of gambled on himself with the $5 million. Took the 1 year deal to kind of gamble on himself, maybe to get a two or three in the future.
Yeah.
And has played well, and the guys love him. He's well liked. And he likes the city. So the fit's been great. So it's interesting to see what the market's going to be gauging for him and what his intentions are, if you have any knowledge on that.
I think he's willing to chase another cup. You know, in the past, he's been very restricted to, you know, New York market, Rangers, Isles, Devils. And
right.
for the last couple of seasons prior to this one, obviously he ended up on the Rangers last year. But I think there's more of an openness right now to chase another championship. He's got one ring under his belt with St. Louis, to chase another one with a top-tier contender. Like, I don't think he's going to say, you know, okay, I'll go to, I don't even know who's in the, like Detroit, you know, and hope that we create some magic here. I think it's going to be a top tier team that if there is interest that he would consider waiving his no trade for. You're right. Great fit. It's been a fit market wise and in the room, obviously, just because of the direction of the team right now, you're going to want to try to maximize your return here. So, and try to collect some assets, whether it's to pool your and deepen your cover, or eventually package that up in the summer and try to make some other moves to bring in some immediate help, which I think is the primary objective for the Sens. But a guy like Tarasenko, you can get some decent value because from a rental market perspective, there aren't that many offensive forwards that are available right now.
Yeah, that can kind of play that can shoot like him anyway.
Yeah.
And on expiring deals. I mean, obviously when you're combing through things, you look at the lifestyle factor. He again, willing to cup chase to a team that's in serious contention that can make it work. But, you know, a lot of signs indicate that he absolutely loves Ottawa and might just want to see
it. He does.
And extend, but have you heard anything on discussions about whether that's going to be an option? Like he was brought in before Stajos and Lauer took over. And even though he's been a great fit, he might not be, if they're looking for long-term solutions. He's not quite in that area because of his age.
Yeah.
You know, if there's any discussion at all about whether he comes back in the offseason, if he does get traded or extends?
It wouldn't surprise me if they explore that mm-hmm. option. I don't know if it's going to be around the same $5 million mark.
Right.
You know, but it wouldn't surprise me, because you want to have, you know, we know the quotes and all that. They're looking for pros and this, that, and the other, and trying to add to this group. To find the right guys in the room. I think he's connected well with mm-hmm. everybody. He clearly likes it. There's no doubt about it. It's a tough situation right now because of how poorly the team's been performing. So you want to try to maximize whatever return you can and then explore that in the summer. I think that's part of the messaging. Now, he's changed agents for the fourth time in a few years. So that's gonna play a bit of a factor. But now shifting, going to the guys over at Newport, I mean, they're going to provide some clarity and some messaging as well for him to understand his situation. So I think it's I think the chances are good that he gets moved, and I think the chances are equally good that they revisit the relationship in the summer.
Okay. And so there you go. Wally's back.
I'm gonna try a question. So what does it mean for him to be switching agents mid-season? What do we read into this? And for him to go to Newport, which is the agent to the Sens, because they've got, I think, 7 guys under contract with Ottawa, not to mention Steve Staios is a Newport
guy. Right. I think it's well, I mean, that bodes well potentially for continuing the relationship later on. I think it's also a matter, like, this is, he would prefer to not have to change locations for the, you know, third time in less than a calendar year. Yeah. But it's also a matter of understanding his situation and having people that have those relationships with the team to kind of calm the waters a little bit. And like, he might be nervous. He might be ticked off and nervous and understanding, like, okay, it didn't go this way. I'd love to, you know, chase again. But do I really want to have to move? Do I really want to have to relocate? And then, like, all of those different elements come into play. So I think it's a matter of just not mending, because I don't think the relationship's broken by any stretch, but just kind of calming the situation down and strengthening the potential position of him being able to return beyond, you know, for next season and beyond. Like, if he comes back to Ottawa in the summer, if he is moved, or even if he isn't, if he sticks around, I can't imagine this being another 1-year contract for Tarasenko. I think you're looking at some term, 2 or 3 years on this one, so he can kind of stabilize his living conditions and you know, grow a little bit of roots in Ottawa, right, if that is the case. So I think that's part of the reasoning why you've got Newport now in the mix with Craig Oster and kind of, you know, obviously go from there. I mean, you mentioned how many guys they rep. One of them's the captain as well, so that kind of helps things kind
Josh
of rolling.
Norris.
Yep. Yeah.
So then, okay, here's it's a 2-part question. Does Tarasenko waive only to go for this year, or does he waive thinking, agreeing to there must be an extension, if you will? And I know you don't know the answer, but 2, is Philadelphia a possibility? It's not far from New York. If we're looking to the New York area, and Philly's, right now they're third and they're rolling. They're a surprise to me. I'm just curious if they would try to do something to add some firepower up front.
He ain't waving to go play for Torts, is he? I don't see that being a fit personally.
Yeah. I mean, that's another scenario where it's like, that's the bubble team. Like, they're not deviating from their plan. Philly is, like, they're going to end up making some moves. That's why you're hearing not only Sean Walker's name out there, but you're hearing Scott Laughton. You're hearing Rasmus Ristolainen, who's battling another injury. So we'll kind of see where that goes. You know, that might be a little more serious than initially expected. But Philly is, their mindset is still long-term as part of their retool/rebuild. So unless they're getting Vladdy Tarasenko for like a 6th-round pick, for example, they're not going to pay up for one of the top rentals that are out there. Would they make hockey moves? Yes. But in terms of the rental market, I just don't see Philly being part of it. That's the message that's been brought my way. In terms of Tarasenko going somewhere, if the hope from the Sens perspective is to move him, get some pieces, and then try to sign him in the summer, then I'm not giving another team permission to talk to the agent. Mm-hmm. If that's the case, I don't believe that's, I mean, even if they do, I don't believe that's going to be part of the equation. I think it's go chase a cup, see how you like that spot. Maybe, let's say Colorado, for example, maybe he likes Denver and falls in love with it there and explores that option in the summer as well. But I think this is a pure rental play for the time being. And then you explore your options, including coming back in the summer.
Yeah, I think too, Wally, you got to take his agent to factor. He's at the age now where he might not want to sign in a city where he knows nothing about, even if a team's looking to trade him or trade for him, excuse me. And we'll just say Colorado, cause we use the example, and he knows nothing about Denver. He's not going to sign a 2-year deal knowing nothing about a city. Cause he's not, there's a comfort level there that isn't there. Excuse me. So I think he probably goes into this wanting to control his fate in the summer.
Can $10 million get you a tour guide?
No, because he's made 50. He doesn't care about another. I mean, yes, he cares about it, but but at that point, you can control where you go. And not a lot of players get to do that, right? Of free agency is it. And some players never get to free agency.
If they get creative financially and try to make the money work, I think one team that is going to poke around that he would have interest in going to are the Florida Panthers. I think that's a team that if like they're up against the cap, they don't have a ton of space. They need to get a little bit creative in making the money work. Maybe there's a third team. Maybe Ottawa has to eat half and then you get a third team in the mix or something to that effect. But I could definitely see the Florida Panthers being a potential destination for Tarasenko if that works out. And I'm almost certain he would waive to go there.
According to Cap Friendly, sure. he's got 5.75. They've got 5.75 in deadline space. So
they've got more room than I thought then.
Yeah. I'm shocked that I thought it was a lot higher, but they're kind of a deadline cap space. 5.75.
We know they're good, but they're kind of a wagon again, man. I love that team. I really do. Yeah. And I love them in the playoffs.
And I mean, the other factor too, is you save a little extra on the paycheck. Cause now you're in a
30% extra. Yeah.
So yeah. So that wouldn't surprise, you know what? I'll be honest. Good on you for checking this, because I thought they had a lot less space. That changes the dynamic a little bit here for the Panthers in this respect. I would imagine Ottawa, regardless of where he ends up, is going to have to retain a portion. But I mean, Florida right now, depending on what the assets are, because this is probably going to be a scenario where you're giving up prospects more so than picks. And I don't think they... I'm just going to double check, or maybe you can see it, but I don't think they have a first round pick, and not that Tarasenko would go for a first round pick, because I don't think that's the case. But I think their draft capital is a little thin. So you're probably looking at younger assets that would go back if they make things work. And that might be one of the only options. If Tarasenko kind of hamstrings the possible locations where he may want to go to.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Florida doesn't have a first in this year or next year's draft, and doesn't have a second in this year's draft as well.
Second either. Okay. Right. Yeah. So you're looking at young prospects most likely.
Yeah. Okay. We'll move on, cause I don't want to keep you too long. Jacob Chychrun next on the list, who garners a lot of attention from Ottawa. Ottawa fans love him. He's been a great fit, but I just feel like there needs to be some movement on that left side. I don't know that you can keep everybody and still find a right hand shot without any cap space. So
yeah.
Do you think Jacob Chychrun's around at the deadline?
Oh yes. Yeah. He's been talked about for 3-4 weeks now. Mm-hmm. that he's been out there. Now there's depending who you talk to, there's a variety of different reasons as to why his name is out there and why the Sens are listening. One is because they're stacked on the left side and you've got to figure out, you know, either the right side or another area on the roster. The other is some chatter that, you know, he might not get along with everybody in that room, and questioning his desire to stay long-term. And if that is really the case, then you have to look at your options and the potential of making this type of, and this isn't them selling off Chychrun by any stretch. This is
correct.
Opposite city of what happened last year when they got him. This is a hockey trade. If they pull this off, you're moving asset for asset. You're just generating an acquisition in a different area of your club. But he's out there. They're talking to a few different teams. There is interest. I think some of the teams that explored interest before Ottawa got him last year have been poking around as well. Because it's not a matter of just getting him for this run if you're a playoff-bound team, and there are a few that aren't that are poking around. But if you're a playoff-bound team, you get him this year and next year for sure, and obviously you can work on an extension and sign the guy as of July 1st to a longer-term deal. So that's going to be, you know, I guess part of the equation too, but he's definitely out there.
I think everybody's heard the rumors, and Jake even came out publicly and kind of commented on it. We're saying it's ridiculous what people are saying about him wanting to be moved, him wanting not getting along. So he's kind of addressed it, but
yeah,
usually when there's a little bit of smoke, there's a little bit of fire, and he kind of doused it at best. But just what a monumentally bad trade it would be if he were to be gone within a year. And obviously he's going to fetch a return, but not the kind of return. I mean,
what if he does fetch the return though, that you need on the right side? Then don't move him.
That's a big what if though.
You
would hope that they're the people that are running the trade in Ottawa now are doing a little bit better than the previous regime. But that's what I was going to ask. What is fair market value for where he's at now? Like you get to decide that if you're Steve Staios, I guess. But
yeah,
where do you see, like, what picks, prospects?
No, this is
NHL ready players.
Yeah, this is NHL caliber talent going for NHL caliber talent. Like
you're
not making this move to get. I mean, if somebody offers you 4 first round picks, then you're probably going to take that. But
right,
you know, let's be realistic about the situation. If you're Staios and the crew there, you're not moving Chychrun, and you don't have to, by the way. Like he's your asset. You don't have to do this. But if it does go down this road, you're moving an asset and you're getting an asset back. Whether you're packaging it for a better asset, whether it's a lateral type move and you're just addressing another area on the team, I don't see a scenario where the Sens make that move without that happening.
Right.
So it may be out there. There may be, again, you know, back and forth on who he gets along with, who he doesn't get along with, whether he wants to stay long term, whether he doesn't. None of that really matters right now. It really comes down to the Sens exploring their options. And if they can find an area that, whether it's the right side on the blue line or another area on the team, I think they're going to, or they are exploring it. There was some talk about a month ago about Calgary. And some chatter regarding Mackenzie Weegar. And we know some people within the organization really like the guy. I don't know if that's escalated. I think that's kind of calmed down in the last few weeks after some initial discussions. And Uyghur's now gone off on a heater as well himself, the hat trick the other night. But that's the kind of player I could see them going after in this type of scenario. A guy that addresses the right side but is also a hell of a good guy room-wise and connects and is that professional that they're kind of looking for. I'm not saying it's going to be him specifically, but somebody along those lines I can certainly see. And that's likely the direction they go if they do move a Chychrun. It would be for, again, talent for talent.
Talent for talent.
I like him. He's got his no trade clause and stuff, but he only makes, yep. I'll say only, like the six, is it, I think 6.25, somewhere yep. in that.
He's a year one of year eight. He's got a full no trade for the first 4 years, but would he be interested in coming home?
Because well, that's the thing, right? But not everybody wants to come home and play in right. their home city. But the only issue I have is because Chychrun has 4.6 next year, he's going to want more. And if you're making a trade for Jacob Chychrun, you've got to factor in paying him a lot of money.
Yeah,
right. So
and I think probably that's more than 6.25.
Yes, exactly. So if you can make that switch, I'm all for it. But I don't know if that's the case.
I don't know if that's the case. If you do make that trade and it's a lateral change and Weegar comes in, you have to assume that you're saving money over the time, right? Because Chychrun's going to, I don't know what he's worth. I have no idea what guys get. NHL contracts now just baffle me. I don't know.
Probably seven and a half range is what I would imagine they'd ask for. And kind of go from there. Certainly the dollars will factor in long term on how this kind of plays into the equation. And again, whether it escalates with Calgary and Weegar or not, I'm not sure. I know they had discussions initially. But, you know, that caliber player, that type of player is certainly something that I could see Staios and company being interested in exploring, because you've got a guy with term, you've got a guy who's controllable for the next 7 years after this one. And you're going to offset the money a little bit, because, you know, if Noah Hanifin, for example, is sitting on an 8-year extension at $7.5 million that he still won't sign with Calgary, you can kind of use that. I mean, not the same type of player, certainly, but you can kind of use that as a bit of a benchmark in terms of the next round of defensemen that are getting their next contracts. So seven and a half, maybe more, depending on term. I would imagine that's going to be part of the discussion point if it hasn't already been discussed to this point.
You there, Wally? Nope. I had a
I thought so.
I didn't see him blink for a couple seconds there.
There he is.
I guess switching away from the Sens,
I put money in the meter for 15 minutes is all I get, I think.
We appreciate it. So switching out of Sens talk for a second, where do you see, like, it's kind of that time of year where guys are in, or teams are in, teams are out kind of daily, right? So what are some of those middling teams that that you think are going to be buyers more than sellers, teams that are going to want to make that push as opposed to just being content with maybe we make it and we draft in the middle of the round, kind of, you know, the Nashvilles of the world that seem to do that every year. But what are some teams that you think are going to be some buyers in that area?
I think a lot of them, Bobby, I think a lot of them are in both categories.
Yeah.
Like you're selling and you're buying. If something falls, like other than New Jersey, by the way, I think New Jersey, without question, they're in buying mode.
Yeah.
They're on the outside looking in. They want to push. You can use the injuries as an excuse. No Dougie Hamilton the rest of the season. You know, Jack Hughes has been up and down with injuries. A couple other guys have been battling, Palat, whatnot. So you could kind of use that as an excuse, and it's somewhat validated. You don't want to, but
right.
I mean, it's not an excuse. It's what happened.
Yeah, so I mean, they've been decimated.
Right. Yeah. So for me, I think two teams in the East anyway that are they're looking to add to the roster that are right now on the outside looking in, New Jersey and the Islanders.
Okay.
Those are the two clubs that I could see that are those bubble teams that are going to look to add. And then you've got St. Louis. You've got, you mentioned Nashville, Seattle in the West, Calgary. They're the ones that are those bubble teams that are like, we're probably more set on selling than than buy. I mean, other than like Calgary's in both. They're selling, but they're going to try to utilize some of these assets that they're getting, whether now or in the summer, and package them up for immediate help. Guys with term, guys that are controllable, younger players in the mid-20s. That's kind of the mindset that they want to go in, because they're not going through a rebuild. It's a retool in Calgary at the behest of the owner. So that's what you have to. That's the push there. So, but for a few other teams, like I still think we're a week, maybe a week and a half away. If Seattle, for example, continues to dip, you're gonna hear a few names. I mean, we're already hearing Eberle, Wenberg's name starting to make the rounds. Justin Schultz, a few other players. I think those are going to be more the sellers that are on the bubble market. And the other one that's really interesting to me is St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
They're in the second wild card right now, but if they could trade Colton Pareko or Torrey Krug tomorrow, they'll do it. Now, they both have no trade clauses.
Right.
So they'd have to approve it. And we know Krug vetoed a trade to Philly in the summer, which kind of worked out for Philly, all in all. So that was better luck on their part. But with St. Louis, either of those two guys, they want to clear out a little bit of money on that back end. Starting to hear some whispers about Toronto poking around on Pareko. And I know Treliving had interest in Pareko last year when he was still in Calgary. I don't know if that gets anywhere, but there's some chatter that they've at least inquired and explored that. So maybe there's something there. But they're looking to move out some pieces. Buchnevich's name is out there, but they also want to stay in the race.
Right.
So that's, if anything, it's kind of New Jersey Islanders for me buying. And St. Louis is teetering on both sides. Yeah.
Okay. Are you with us, Wally?
He's blanking.
Yeah, I'm just watching you work and thinking how much more you're going to want to work, get paid
for.
Well,
I don't want to keep pegs too long because I always set the benchmark at 40 minutes for guests as opposed to your hour. So I'm just going to say,
we're good, boys.
Give me a hot take on who the first goalie moved is. Is it Markstrom, Gibson, Saros?
Corpus Allen. Corpus
Allen. Yeah.
Or do they all stay
contract
exactly where they are?
I think the closest is Markstrom. I don't think Gibson gets moved now. I think there's a good chance that gets seriously explored in the summer. And he may not have to go too far if something happens.
Wow. There's no way Verbeek's doing that. no way.
I would be surprised, but there were some discussions at some point last season about it. And it wouldn't, let's just put it this way. It wouldn't shock me if that happens at all. It would take a hell of a return to pull off because of who they'd have to deal with. But
yeah,
but that is, I think, a possibility, but I think that's more the summer. Same with Saros, also in the summer. Yeah. I think that's something that gets explored then. Merzlikins too. I just don't see a fit right now, unless Buffalo decides, you know what, we don't want to wait anymore. We're going to make a move for a guy that has a little bit of term on his deal to help groom some of the, you know, whether it's Levi or whomever. I don't see much happening other than New Jersey and Markstrom, because I know Markstrom would go there. I know he would waive to go to New Jersey. They haven't had a formal discussion about it, but, you know, talks, I know there were some reports that they've kind of hit dead water. I don't believe that's the case. I think it's a pause right now. Let's just take a breather and then refresh, because we've got some time. But I think that gets revisited. It was close. I think Fitzgerald takes another crack at this one with them. And so if one guy of the big goalies is moving, I think it's Markey in Calgary.
I think that's a game changer if he gets there, if he gets to New Jersey. I think they become a very, very, well, they are a very good team, but I think they become a real contender if they get some guys, if everybody stays healthy the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Well, Wally, I'm done, man. I've been commanding this thing for a half hour. I'm done. I got nothing. See, I like my guests in and out. Get them moving.
I like it. I appreciate your time, David. We'll catch up with you on the road soon. I know you're busy right up to trade deadline for sure, so we'll try and chat with you after. But thank you.
How long are you in Jersey?
Well, it may be a couple of weeks the way the snow's coming down. I'm supposed to drive home tomorrow, so we'll see.
Oh. We'll miss each other then. I'm heading out for the stadium games on Wednesday, so which is tomorrow. Ah,
well, safe travels, because I know it's a miserable time right now in the New York area.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
all right. See you there. Thank you.
Hey, man.
Okay, sorry, Bob. And I apologize to everybody for the internet today. So
no worries.
We'll try to get through this. But
what do we got?
We got lock of the day coming, but first, before we do that, I just want to go back to do our DoorDash hot and cold performer, because I wanted to do it on off day. So just because of the season he's had, I think it's just time to give some props to a particular player. So this show, always proudly delivered by DoorDash. Get everything you need, even at the last minute. Choose what you want from where you want with Double Dash on DoorDash. Order from multiple restaurants or stores in the same delivery without additional delivery fees, so everyone can get what they want and need. For a limited time, our listeners get 25% off and zero delivery fees in their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code NATION25, all uppercase letters. 25% off up to a $10 value, zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store. Don't forget, NATION25, offered valid in Canada, subject to change, terms apply. We went with Parker Kelly today, Yorkie. So he goes into tonight's game, needs one goal. Sorry. I apologize. See, the whole thing is a mess today.
It's all right.
He needs one goal to set a career high in goals, needs 1 point to establish a new career high. But under Jacques, I think he's found his game, or at least we all knew that Jacques liked this type of player. And we're seeing Parker Kelly really start to elevate his game. And in the last game, when they're trying to protect a lead, he's on the ice at down the stretch. I think he took Drake Batherson's spot, if I'm not mistaken. So he's just looked good of late. That's, I just want to give him some props.
Yeah. The Sens don't have a ton of guys that can say they've gotten better this year, which is a big thing, right? Like at the end of the year, when you look at it and you goal scorers and players will break down points and things like that. But it's like, did you get better in what you consider a lost year? And Parker Kelly has, I think he kind of asserted himself as an NHL player last year and even into the beginning of this year. But he's really, again, Jock likes that type of player. He's given him some runway. I think he's rewarded Jock. Not only do I think he's going to, I mean, surpass his career and high in both areas. I don't think it's a stretch for to say he's going to have a 10-goal season, which is going to be really a nice thing for him to say. As a guy that doesn't get a lot of glory, but putting up 10 goals and playing in the role that he's played in is good. He's a great third, the fourth line player for these guys. And somebody that doesn't get talked about enough, because you notice him just about every night.
Yeah. He's doing, and I remember at the start of the year, people were all over him. He shouldn't be on the roster. And I believe like our show has always been supportive of Parker Kelly. Just let him get under his feet and you'll find out the type of player he is. I'm not sure he maybe was used properly early on, but he's elevated. I just like watching him play.
I do too. I think he's a great fit for the system. And a guy that he seems very content with his role. He's not a guy that says I need more minutes or anything. He just comes to the rink. He's happy to do exactly what he's expected to do.
Yeah.
And does it, goes home and resets and does it again. You love players like that.
I'm starting to think under Alfie and I'll say Jacques, the players are now being given defined roles. I don't know that for sure. And I know you played for DJ. It just seems like Parker knows that role and knows exactly what's expected. Ridley, Greg, Shane Pinto, all these guys. And I think they're starting to now play into that spot.
Yeah. And that goes a long way when you know exactly what's expected of you. Day in and day out, you can kind of come in and find what works to get yourself in that headspace to be that kind of player. Cause that's a tough ask to be that kind of player all the time. And he's done it extremely well this year. So he's one of the few guys, when we look back at the end of the year, like who had a good season, we can say Parker Kelly has to this date, right? Things change, but he's had a great year.
Mark Kastelic concerns me a little. Not getting ice time down. He played two shifts in the third period last game. He's not, I don't feel a Jacques guy right now. He's not getting a lot of ice time.
And honestly, I
can see him possibly being moved to the deadline.
I don't know about the deadline. I don't know what the market would be for him. Not much. And that's not to slight the player, but again, some people just do better with different coaches. And I agree. He doesn't seem like Jacques type of player at all. I watch him and I don't know if I trust him out there a ton either. And it just seems like he's got no confidence and he seems a little lost as to where he's supposed to be right now. So I agree with you, that he concerns me too. I don't know that he's going to be around, next year, but I don't know. Somebody comes in and wants a right-handed center.
He's perfect.
For a depth playoff push. Yeah. But I don't know. He doesn't have a ton of, like, I don't know. There's something missing there for me day in and day out. Like Parker Kelly, you know, is going to work every day. Kastelic just kind of dips his toe some nights.
Maybe he just needs to be told.
I don't know. The last time we saw him getting FaceTime with Alvy was one of the first games where he was getting chewed out for not finishing a hit. But that's the thing. Like Parker Kelly's going in there. He's finishing that hit every time. Whereas Kastelic takes a drive by every now and again. And that's not, you can't do that in that role.
Because it was allowed, is my guess.
Yeah, yeah. I think he had a long leash. I think DJ liked him a lot. Now he's not getting away with things, and it's getting amplified.
So anyway, I still think I think he's a great spot for that fourth line center. Huge, right? Like if he can just find that angry side of him, perhaps. What did Ryan Reeves say? There needs to be more violence in hockey. You can tattoo that on me or something.
I don't know. When he talks, I zone right out usually when he's talking.
I love him for his comments because he just likes to stir it up.
He just likes a camera and a microphone.
Well, he needs all the airtime because he's not getting any ice time. So
yeah, fair enough.
Before we get to lock of the day, we do have Wendy's Did You Know, which is tied in to our lock of the day, perhaps. And so Wendy's is letting you win real food with your fantasy teams this year on Daily Faceoff. Just go to dailyfaceoff.com, click on the Wendy's Daily Faceoff Survivor icon, and start to play every day. For those of you who smoke the competition, Wendy's is rewarding you with weekly prizes that will have you winning despite your lack of team building skills. Download the Wendy's app in the App Store and score yourself 150 bonus reward points on your first order and grab a sweet victory from the mouth-watering jaws of defeat along with some fresh, never frozen Canadian beef. Sign up to play the Daily Faceoff to win weekly prizes like the spicy chicken sandwich from the Wendy's and the Wendy's app. Jacob Chychrun, by the way, if you don't remember, people, it was March 3rd last year. Jacob Chychrun made his Ottawa Senator home debut. And of course, remember Grandpa John in the stands, and Chychrun scored a goal, added an assist in the Sens 5-2 win. So he just played his 60th game as a Senator on Saturday. He's tied for the third most points by an Ottawa Senator defenseman after 60 games, by the way. 34 points, 10 goals, 24 assists. And now he's getting to play Columbus again. I think we all talked about whatever can happen with him. He's been such a fun player to watch, especially offensively. Like when you know you can hammer those pucks on this side wall, right?
I was going to say, make sure we add especially offensively, because there's been some times defensively where you're like, well,
not every game's a Picasso. Yeah.
But that was the whole team for a little bit. So, I think he's the easy number. He's the easy guy to talk about for the trade because of the contract and the fact that, that he's the last guy into the core. Right. Yep. But I don't know, man, he scores some goals. He's got a shot. He makes some plays. He does everything well. He skates. True professional, like takes care of himself off the ice all the time. I think we're undervaluing him. Yeah. And I get guilty of it too. Cause I lean towards Chabby having played with him and thinking Chabby's so good. Sanderson's kind of the first in the three for me now at this point, but,
sure.
Jake's good. He brings a lot of value.
Contract. Just an easier contract to move.
Oh, really?
That's all.
Yeah. I agree. Hell of a player.
Yes. So, with that said, we'll get to today's lock of the day as the Sens are looking to win four in a row for the first time this season. They take on the lowly, way down behind them in the standings, Columbus Blue Jackets.
Lowly. And lowly.
And we should point out that Yorkie has taken the Ottawa Senators. Not like it's a surprise.
See, that's all right. Well, I want to take this gap and make it bigger, but I got to take the Sens too. Hey, you know who's a hell of a player? Fantilli's a hell of a player.
Leads them in road points.
Yeah, he's a good player. That team's just brutal. So you can't bet against the Sens here. I have to take the Sens, and I'm going to be taking them a lot more. I said they're going to be above 500. There's some big games coming up that I'm going to be taking the Sens in.
Well, here's the thing. If you're betting today, you would take the Sens and take Shane Pinto to get a point. That would be my pick.
That's not a bad. Is that a little, what do we call that? A parlay?
Well, if you do, you can do one more. So,
okay.
Do you think it'll be within a goal and a half? Or will it be under two goals? The deciding game score.
They've gone to they've gone to overtime quite a few times against these guys, haven't they?
Not at home against Columbus in the last 10. They're 6-3-1, but okay. I don't know how many of those wins are overtime wins.
Yeah. I think they beat him by 2 or 3 tonight.
So take the over.
I'm taking the over.
Or take the
over
spread.
Over two. Yeah. The spread.
There we go. Well, we'll see how it plays out on next week when we get back. But the Sens, I don't know why, like right now, early on, you were like, well, I don't know that I would take Ottawa. But now it's like, I'm not sure why I would bet against them too much.
There you go.
So which messes Sen? Everything up. Makes it I have to take Ottawa. Like, as much as I would love to be at a heel for you today, I can't take the Columbus Blue Jackets.
You really can't. So I'm with you.
No. Yeah. All right, Bob. I appreciate all your work you did today, Bob. You must be exhausted.
I'm tired. Hey, I got a massage lined up. It's a nice day. I knew I was going to be in front of the camera running everything today.
Yeah. So okay. Well, enjoy your spa day. We'll see you next time. Thanks for watching, everybody.
See you.
Thanks for tuning in to Coming In Hot. If you enjoyed the show, hit that like button and be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.